Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio. 630 Chad.
MyPillow. Use the code CHED at MyPillow.ca and take advantage of the premium MyPillow buy one, get one free.
The most important thing, we make decisions about winning, about putting the best team on the ice.
I think it goes beyond communication. It goes to a relationship.
Just drilled him with a right hand. It missed with a wild right. Lands a right to the shoulder.
You know, it's up to us to get the fans excited.
This is Ryan Nugent-Hopkins.
This is Oscar Plefbaum.
This is Connor McDavid from your Edmonton Oilers.
This is Oil Country.
And this is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by Digitex. Office supplies at huge savings?
Yeah, Digitex does that.
DIGITEX.ca.
Now, Bob Stauffer on
the official radio station of your Edmonton Oilers, 630 Chad.
Bob Stauffer joining you from St. Paul, Minnesota. This is Oilers Now, an election day back in Canada. Get out and vote. Make the decisions that you need to make. This is Oilers Now. It is brought to you by Digitex. Buy or lease your next office network printer from the Digitex.ca e-commerce store, Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office IT and supplies. Bob Stauffer joining you from a rainy St. Paul, Minnesota, the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, the cool city where Prince was from. St. Paul, sleepy, sleepy, sleepy. And it almost has a Vancouver-esque feel today. We have a jam-packed show for you. The Oilers coming off a 1-0 shootout loss at the hands of the Winnipeg Jets. We'll review last night's game. We'll also get to some comments from Edmonton Oilers general manager Ken Holland. He swung by. The Oilers Radio Network broadcast booth on Friday night hit on a couple topics that maybe some of you didn't hear as you're probably in transit going to the game on Friday night or whatever the case. So we're going to want to get to that as well. Lots going on. John Shannon, our NHL insider, will join us at 12:35. One of the most plugged-in writers in the United States. He may have more followers than anybody on Twitter that writes hockey out of the States as a beat reporter, Mike Russo from The Athletic in Minnesota. 1:35, we'll get an update from the farm with Jay Woodcroft. He is the head coach of the Bakersfield Condors, and a one-on-one conversation with the Edmonton Oilers, Darnell Nurse. Here's how you can get hold of us. You reach us on a River Cree Resort Casino hotline, 780-496-0063. Enjoy the new smoke-friendly expansion, Embers, at River Cree Resort Casino. Excitement. Bet on it. You can text us at 630-630 on our Ashley Fine Floors text line. We're on Twitter at Oilers Now. My personal handle is Bob_Stauffer. And you can reach us, reach Brendan as well, at Brendan Escott, Brendan with two E's and Escott with two T's. And Brendan's a big part of the show. He's man in the studio for us. How's this new line working? Is it happening for you so far, Brendan?
It sounds pretty darn good to me, Bob, and I think the listeners would agree.
All right, well, that's a good thing. We're changing a couple of formatics here, and I'm trying to get into the new age. As some of you might know, I'm a little bit lacking when it comes to computers. They basically have a full-time computer person that travels on the Oilers road trips. I'm just kidding. So much to get to. The Oilers coming off game last night against the Winnipeg Jets. Again, get out there and vote. make whatever decision you feel you need to make. I think it's going to be make a really interesting day in Canada. There's no question about that. As for the here and now with the hockey team, 7-1-1 after a loss last night. We're going to jump right into it because we got a lot of show to get to today. To the Oilers Now Audio Vault for our friends at Direct Workwear, where safety meets savings in Edmonton, Fort McMurray, and online at directworkwear.com. Jack Michaels with the call of a 1-0 shootout loss against the Winnipeg Jets.
7-1. Good vibes all around. Rolling into Winnipeg, where almost the exact opposite atmosphere prevails. Here's one of them, Chiasson, out to Matt Benning. Wrist shot redirected and almost by Hellebuck, who reached back and made the save. That was inadvertently deflected through the wickets by Neil Pionk. Line it wide open, down the slot. Shot, score!
After reviewing the play, it was determined the play was offside. We have no goal.
No goal. Still scoreless. Bork centers, open man, Lowry shoots, blocked. Once again, Darnell Nurse with a tremendous shot block. Here's Lowry, banged it off the side of the net. Firing cop, what a save made by Mike Smith. Loads up, cuts in between to the net, wrist shot off the post. And the rebound comes to Dreis on a blind fling. McDavid's got a breakaway to win it. Wrist shot denied. Hellebuck, a huge save, and we're still scoreless with 1 minute to play. And now Winnipeg can win it right here.
This guy's going to skate through it and blast it.
Patrick Laine in over the line, top of the circle, shoots and scores. And Winnipeg prevails 1-0 in a shootout. Laine beating Smith blocker side.
Oilers battled hard. Their top-end offensive guys a little quiet. It's interesting. They were quiet a bit in Chicago a week ago Sunday in the 3-1 loss. Got some puck breaks. McDavid had a 5-point game against the Flyers. Edmonton created a ton against Detroit. Probably should have scored 4 or 5 goals, hit 4 or 5 posts in that game. Got the victory. Last night, didn't shoot when they had chances early in the game. Didn't put the puck to the net on the power play. I think it's got to be stated that there was at least 2 occasions where McDavid was flying in, and we saw this last year a couple times, specific with certain referees, may I add, guys that don't like calling penalties, but Blake Wheeler hacked at McDavid right across the wrist. Should have been either a slashing penalty or something, especially given the fact that when Wheeler got a good piece of Pat Russell with a hit, Connor went back at him, gave him a little bit of stick in the second period. They called that, and it was as incidental of a contact as there was. And then they turn around and even it up with an equally egregious call against the Jets, because I knew they blew the call on McDavid, sending him to the box. And then they turn around in overtime, and the guy's got a breakaway, and he's getting hacked at across the wrist from the side, and they don't call it. Like, it just... Anyways, bottom line is Winnipeg was a desperate team last night. Oilers' Mike Smith was terrific in goal. The team battled hard. Ethan Bear had another wonderful performance. Unfortunately, right now, the bottom six doesn't look like they're ever going to score. They got to start scoring eventually. Sam Gagner recalled, likely to play tomorrow. Should mention Josh Archibald blocked a shot, and he was hurting for that one as well. Let's get to Dave Tippett's assessment of the game last night on our Oilers Now Audio Vault for Direct Workwear.
It was kind of a mucky game. Both teams had some chances. Both goaltenders played very well. When we come in here, wanted to play a hard road game, don't give up any, and it would have been nice to get the one we needed to push us ahead, but just competed hard. We just couldn't get the extra point.
There you go. Edmonton does not end up getting the extra point, but they are 7-1-1, and a major reason why the Oilers are in this position right now. A little time for a little bit of honesty here. You know, on a day in which elections are taking place and we're all having the same questions about various politicians, but how many of you out there listening right now in Oilers Now thought 9 games in a season the team would be 7-1-1 and would have this caliber of goaltending? Because they've had, so in one start, Smith gave, handed a couple goals away. Maybe one that he handed away for sure. Another one was a miscommunication on a goal against. But he battled hard again in that game against L.A. Edmonton's had 8 really good starts. And there were several of you texting the show during the summer saying that the Oilers blew it with goaltending. Well, so far, so good in goal. Here's Dave Tippett.
You can't win in this league without quality goaltending, and that's, you know, coming into the season, we thought we had two guys. I haven't been on too many teams where you say, okay, you got number one and number two. We really don't have number one and number two. We got 1A and 1B, and they both played like that. So we feel like we can put them in positions where they're rested, have enough practice, dialed right in, so they can play well. And that's Dustin Schwartz done a great job with them so far, and we've got quality goaltending in every game.
We had guys texting the show about Dustin Schwartz throughout much of September. We're 3 weeks into the season here, and the Oilers have got a 7-1-1 record in the West and have beaten who they've needed to beat and could have won the game last night with a break or two along the way. And that said, the Jets missed a bunch of opportunities as well. As for Oilers defenseman Oscar Klefbom, he says Edmonton will take the point.
Yeah, it's going to be nice like this. Obviously, we're spoiled to have those two guys on the ice when it's 3-on-3. And usually, like you said, it only takes one or two attempts and it's back in the net. So, but like I said, it's going to be nice like this. And it was a tight game tonight. And obviously, 1 point is 1 point. So we're just going to look forward to the next game here now.
There you go. So the Oilers find a way to pick up a point last night. Let's get to some texts on our Ashley Fine Floors text line. You can text us at... we got some great callers. You can text us at 630-630. Bob, it sounds like you're in studio today, so that's a solid thing. This text out of Kelowna. Bob, unreal choice. Alice Cooper elected one of the more underrated musicians. And that one comes to us from Andrew Cito. Actually, he's in Nelson, B.C., not in Kelowna. Well, full disclosure. Brendan Escott hustles as producer of the show. And one of the things that he does is he tries to build themes into the opening song for each day. Rob out of Edmonton says, Bob, regarding the comments, the game last night against Winnipeg, it was a good game, even though we didn't get the victory. Another text out of Red Earth, Alberta says, I'll take a 7-1-1 start any season, but the Oilers still need to find a way to consistently play with a fast offensive game. Well, they can do that for a couple lines. The Fizzler has said, Bob, the Oilers have benefited from more generous calls this year, and I didn't hear anybody complaining. Well, I did say, Fizzler, that you could have, I mean, the ticky-tack call on McDavid on the Wheeler thing was a joke, and then the turn around and give the Jets a penalty right after was nuts as well. But the one thing that they, when McDavid, he's, and my theory on this is the officials are good, but McDavid's so fast, I don't think they can, they're always positioned to pick up things like slashes across the wrist as he's breaking into the net and guys are chopping at him. Again, you can text us at 630-630 on our Ashley Fine Floors text line. Stephen Wetaskiwin says, Bob, I think most didn't question the goaltending. Koskinen, yes. Smith, no. Well, so far, so good. Tanner out of Red Deer said, the speed showed last night, couldn't skate with the Jets last year. Well, the Oilers are missing a guy that can help them in that regard, and that's Joakim Nygaard. There you go. Cold Laker said, Bob, who's a better comparison of Trudeau, Yakupov or Shrimp? That one comes to us from Cold Laker. I'd have to think about that. But nice job in tying in a couple themes on today's show. So there's some texts on our Ashley Fine Flores text line. The Edmonton Oilers 7-1-1. They had an optional skate today. Seven players were on the ice. Connor McDavid was out there. Koskinen was taking some shots. Tomorrow, Jack Michaels will have a conversation with Mike Smith. Later today, we'll hear from Darnell Nurse. My guess is Smith is going to get another start just based on how Dave Tippett has done things. He gave Smith two starts and then Koskinen two starts. And then Smith two starts and Koskinen two starts. Smith got a start. My guess is he gets a second start against an injury-plagued Minnesota Wild squad that is old and not fast. But you know what? In this league, anybody can beat anybody on any given night. All right. One of the things to watch for moving forward with the Edmonton Oilers Hockey Club for me, can they get some support scoring? I mentioned Nygaard out 2 to 4 weeks, took a shot in the ribs against the Chicago Blackhawks, got crunched into the boards. I think Nygaard's going to end up playing in the Oilers' top nine by three-quarters of the way through the season. They like this guy. He can skate, gets in on the forecheck. He's had some chances, and I think they've actually missed him in their bottom six. And going into last night's game, and I guess there were six more guys that played, so that's a combined total of six more games. 44 games played from the bottom six of the dress last night, and they've not scored a goal. 24 goals from their top six that was in the lineup last night through the first 51 games because Chiasson missed three. But I think Nygaard's going to have a chance. I do think there's some support scoring coming. Ken Holland addressed this issue Friday night in an interview that he did with Reed Wilkins and myself on the Oilers game night show. Here's the Oilers general manager.
I'm with you. Over the course of the next 75 games, we're not going to go 45% on the power play. We're not going to have 75 goals out of or 80 goals out of one or two guys. We're going to get some depth of scoring. So, you know, I'm happy there. I think we're happy that we're 6-1. We're happy that we got the 12 points on the board. We know that we can play. We have to play better in some areas. We know that some areas are not sustainable. But it's a finding a way to win league. It's finding a way to get 2 points. And I think in the early going, what I've liked about our team to this point in time is how we've stuck with it and we've competed. And I thought we found a way to grind out and get a win in Jersey when we very easily could have lost the game. I thought the other night we could have lost the game. And I think that's the part of a DNA of a hockey team. It has to be that, you know, our first five games were all come from behind victories. It's a hard league to win on a come from behind. So certainly there's lots of good things, but we know that we've got to get more depth of scoring as we go forward.
Yeah, there's no question about that. Again, I think Nygaard will end up in a top nine spot. I think in a perfect world, Kyler Yamamoto at some stage comes up, but not right away. Like, you know, if he's in a scenario where he's 30 games in a year down in Bakersfield, and let's say he has 12 goals and 15 assists, you contemplate bringing him up to give you a little bit more juice, and he can also kill penalties, something that he's doing for Jay Woodcroft down there. And then can the Oilers get themselves another center? Time will tell on that front. That said, Ken Holland has a model that he wants to stick to when it comes to developing players in the American Hockey League.
Yeah, I'm a big, you know, I played 9 years in the American Hockey League. So I saw in two struggling organizations at the time, Detroit in the mid-80s and Hartford, and watched players go up too soon, too young, not ready, and came back, lost their confidence. So that impacted me. And then you get to the NHL, and it's about wins and losses. It's not a development league. And the importance of when the players are here that they're ready to contribute. And if they're not ready to contribute, go to a league where they can be important, be on the ice in important situations, be important to the team. I think confidence is such a big part of an athlete's DNA, and that's where they can develop that in America. If they can do it, you know, Dylan Larkin's a kid that went right, you know, one year of college, went right to Detroit.
Yep.
But I think most players need to spend some time in the American League.
Well, certainly, you know, Dylan Larkin was a 15th overall pick. I mean, Leon Draisaitl was a third overall pick, got 37 games, you know, the year Larkin was playing college. And then the next year they both kind of went at it, and Draisaitl has obviously continued to develop. But number one picks often play right away. Nugent Hopkins, there was some criticism from some of the media in town that he should have been sent back. People forget that he had 52 points in 62 games that year. I mean, Nico Hischier just signed a seven-year extension at north of $7 million. He had 52 points in 82 games in his best year so far in the NHL. So, anyhow, again, I think that is a cavalry coming, not in the short term. Could the Oilers use a slightly different look? Certainly, Jesse Puljujärvi. I know there's guys out there that tweet Jesse Puljujärvi updates. I know what the comparables are to the Finnish league, to the NHL. I think if Jesse was here, he'd be slotted in permanently. Third line right wing. and would be playing every night, be playing somewhere between 13 to, say, 15 minutes a game, and then getting some power play time. Just look at how it's rotated between Archibald and Russell and even Chiasson at times, that third line right wing spot. So I think Puljujärvi might be slotted there. Now, that said, at this stage of the game, the most likely scenario is that, yes, a Puljujärvi will get traded. I think that's, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. Can Ken Holland get a third line center for that? I'm not sure. So time will tell in that regard. Anyhow, that's the thoughts of the Oilers president, general manager of the now 7-1-1 Edmonton Oilers. Obviously, we did that interview on Friday night before the game. Very solid performance in the victory against the Detroit Red Wings. Oilers and the Minnesota Wild tomorrow. We'll get a perspective from the Wild on Mike Russo at Edmonton time today. When we come back in Oilers Now, we'll get to NHL today for Elite Pro.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Promotional marketing. Bob Stauffer joining you from historic downtown St. Paul, Minnesota.
Hi, this is Leon Draisaitl from your Edmonton Oilers, and you're listening to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on 630 CHED.
Thanks a lot, Leon. It is 1226 in Edmonton, 126 St. Paul, Minnesota. Fergus in Victoria, BC has texted us. He says, love listening to your show, but I'm a Jets fan. Fantastic entertainment yesterday. 0-0 games can be so intense, and this one was. That line A Golo, you called it, Bob, from Fergus in Victoria. Well, they got guys that can shoot it. Connor can shoot it. Line A can shoot it. Scheifele can shoot it. You know who's the best shooter for Edmonton? Draisaitl, and he's their closer as a three guy. So, and I don't think both teams played on the ice, but I think there were some challenges for both teams at times, a bit with the ice yesterday as well. All right, let's get to NHL today. It is brought to you by Elite Promotional Marketing, building tailored branded programs for your team or business where your order is done on time, every time. Elite Promotional Marketing, here's Brendan Escott.
Four games tonight in the NHL. Toronto is hosting Columbus. Vegas is in Philly. St. Louis entertains Colorado, and Ottawa invades Dallas. The Florida Panthers signed unrestricted free agent center Brian Boyle to a one-year deal worth $940,000 over the weekend. The 34-year-old split last year between Nashville and New Jersey. Flyers' first-round pick from 2018, Joel Farabee, got the call-up yesterday. He had 36 points in 37 games with Boston University last year. Stars forward Tyler Seguin has a house for sale in Dallas that was actually destroyed by a tornado over the weekend. He did post on Twitter to say that he and his belongings were all safe there. Bakersfield Condors fell 4-3 to Stockton on home ice on Saturday. Josh Curry, Tyler Benson, Joe Gambardella, all with two-point games. Next up, the Ontario Reign coming to town on Wednesday. The Oil Kings knocked off Red Deer on the road on Friday night, a 5-1 final there. Josh Williams, Riley Sawchuk, each with a goal and an assist. They're now off until Friday again when they kick off a three-game homestand against Medicine Hat. And the U of A Golden Bears, somewhat surprisingly, Bob, surrendered 7 goals to Mount Royal at home on Friday and lost to the Cougars 7-3. Brendan Burke and Matt Berlin splitting time in goal for that one. The return fixture in Calgary on Saturday was a little bit better. A 3-0 shutout for Brendan Burke and the Golden Bears. Tyler Soy picked up 2 goals there. This weekend, they're on the road for a pair against the University of Lethbridge.
The last time Alberta gave up 7 goals against at home was in 1998. So they had a tough day at the office. I'm just wondering a little bit. There's a lot of skill on that team. I think Ian Herbers is going to have to work on some role clarity, which is certainly, we're getting a lot of texts from people saying, Bob, you got to back off on the concern for depth scoring. The depth guys are doing their job. The Oilers are fifth in the league in defense. That's perhaps a fair comment. We'll talk about that more coming up with John Shannon, the Oilers 7-1-1 start and other happenings around the National Hockey League. But right now we're off to a global news weather traffic update with Eileen Bell.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone.
Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.